Yes, fighting fit with Suzanne Radford, although Suzanne is herself fighting fit in the UK and doing some travelling and some trekking as well. So it's Alex and George with you down here at Dubai Sports World, inside Dubai World Trade Centre. I have some absolutely fantastic stories that I've kept, either press releases that have been sent to me or stories that I've read from, written by journalists in magazines and newspapers.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious. But, you know, it's one of the fun things that we find about living in a multicultural society. And we have to remember that for the likes of you and I, who our first language is English,
yeah.
I suppose it's quite funny when you do, you know, see those occasional odd road signs ahead of you.
Yeah, it's what makes it fun. It is, as you say, a really multicultural country, and it's great for me because there is an opportunity to offer a service that's needed. And in all my years of recruitment in this region in PR, you know, good quality, reliable English copy is really hard to come by. And so, yeah, there's a market for it there, and I'll be launching properly in September. So between now and then, I'm just going to carry on having fun with you guys at ARN, and also still enjoy the facilities down here at Sports World.
Yeah, I think you should stick with us and stick with Sports World. For those of you who haven't been, and I haven't actually been to the Trade Centre, which I hadn't actually thought about, but I haven't been to the Trade Centre for a couple of years. I drove in this morning. Let me just say, I've been here for nearly 10 years, and I successfully managed to bypass the Trade Centre from the Jebel Ali direction and end up in Bir Dubai.
Did you have a late night?
Not particularly. It's all confusing to me. Then when I did drive into the Trade Centre, I thought, where's all the car parks gone? And why is there a big building in the place? And when did they build that? Last week? Just typical of me not to have noticed.
Well, it is actually very... It is, despite your experience, it is fairly easy to find. There's a couple of multi-story car parks, but the easiest parking to find, I think, is at the Novotel. They've got a multi-story there.
The parking's actually very easy,
yeah.
Because despite the fact that I've obviously gone in completely the wrong direction and come back again, I was very surprised because, when I got here, Trade Centre was still probably one of the three biggest buildings here. And obviously there was parking everywhere. There's still a lot of people working in and around the Trade Centre, and you sort of feel that there's never enough parking. But now it's 10 dirhams to park for the entire day, which I think is fantastic. There was loads of space, and straight away you managed to go escape the heat and come directly into the halls themselves.
Yeah.
Incidentally, for those of you who have been down here, we would love to hear from you. 4001 is the SMS number. Of course, you can give us a call as well. But it really has so much to offer. The first thing that you notice about coming in is the extent of the hall and how well it's set up. What were your first impressions when you came in and saw it for the first time?
Well, like you just scale, I think there's something like 38,000 square feet, something like that. It's huge. And I'm just looking at the map here because I keep forgetting exactly just what they've got. I mean, there are 10 football/rugby pitches. Yes, there really are.
Really?
I'm
looking at a load of sand and a kind of a volleyball, indoor sand football volleyball.
Exactly, so indoor beach volleyball and beach football as well, which is great. A couple of basketball courts, obviously a cricket over there. And I came in this morning and they were about... I don't know whether they were doing a corporate thing. They didn't look like professional cricketers. I think they just rocked up off the street. I don't know. But they were lobbying balls at each other and some of them hitting each other accidentally. So they were obviously amateurs coming down to have a really cool time.
Which is exactly the idea, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, this is a facility that you don't have to be a professional athlete, sports person, fitness freak. You can come in. And the other thing is that I've seen a lot of children, but I've also seen a lot of adults. I personally want to go and have a look at the skate park as soon as I get 5 minutes and see if
Well, you should check out the blog. I think it's DubaiEye1038.com.
Yeah.
There are some fantastic pictures of Suzanne on her bottom.
Great. I cannot wait to see that.
Yeah.
So it will be running until the 31st of August, so it's obviously not something that goes on full time. But they are hosting a variety of different sports, football leagues, rugby tournaments, basketball, cricket matches. We've got volleyball, American football, beach soccer, tennis. There's, of course, the fitness. There's even billiards, table tennis, and as we said, skateboarding as well. Yeah. How many of those have you tried already?
I've done the cardio tennis, which was brilliant. That was
cardio
really good
tennis?
Fun. Yeah, so basically, there were four of us on one side of the net, and on the other side was the tennis coach just basically throwing balls at you.
Nice.
I've not played tennis for about 20 years, so there's a bit of technique teaching for me as well, which is nice. But then in between doing the actual tennis, you then have to do some sort of jumping over hoops and over cones and all sorts of things. So it's a really high intensity cardio exercise as well as getting a bit of tennis practice as well.
Great.
Weird, bit weird, but you do get a good sweat on, and I have to say it was good fun.
I tell you what, one of the other things that's absolutely fantastic about this facility is obviously we're all moaning for the time being that it's getting hotter and hotter outside and the humidity, and it kind of stops us from doing anything. The cooler in my pool has been broken, so I can't even go for a swim because it's like jumping into a hot cup of tea. But this facility is perfect. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. It's just the absolute right temperature.
Yeah, it's perfect. And there are showers as well, shower facilities everywhere. So you can come down, get hot and sticky, and then clean up and go home.
Sounds good to me. Stay tuned. We have plenty more to come. We will be speaking to some of the Fighting Fit team who will be with us all the way through until 12 o'clock. Don't forget, Siobhan Live will be up at 12. Incidentally, I have a little plea for you this morning, and it's to do with a dog. I got a text message from a friend of mine this morning. 13-year-old girl is missing her husky dog in the Alcoz Ponds area. She's quite obviously terribly upset. They're desperate to find the dog. If you have seen a stray husky this morning, please text into the show 4001, or of course you can contact K9 Friends or the local vets as well, and we'll see if we can reunite them. That's what I'm trying to do today. Okay, stay tuned. It's Dubai Eye 103.8 live from Dubai World Sports City.